Luke chapter 7. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent to him the elders of the Jews, urging him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they sought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, because he loves our nation and he has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, because I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, neither did I think myself worthy to come to you, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed, because I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned himself around, and said to the people who followed him, I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And those who were sent, returning to the house, found the servant who had been sick whole. And it came to pass the day after, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and many people. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and many people of the city were with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, Do not weep. And he came and touched the leader of the procession, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. And he who was dead sat up, and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea, and throughout all the region around about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling to himself two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Are you he who should come, or should we look for another? When the men had come to him, they said, Ah, John Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you he who should come, or should we look for another? And in that same hour, he cured many of their diseases and handicaps, and of evil spirits. And to many who were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said to them, Go your way, and tell John the things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he, whoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John had departed, he began to speak to the people concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft clothing? Indeed, those who are clothed gorgeously and live delicately are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and much more than a prophet. This is he, of whom it is written, Look, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you. Because I say to you, Among those who are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people who heard him, and the tax collectors, obeyed God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, not being baptized by him. And the Lord said, How then shall I compare the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We have piped for you, and you have not danced. We have mourned for you, and you have not wept. Because John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Look, a gluttonous man, and a drunk, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to a meal. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meal in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, Man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is who touches him, because she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have somewhat to say to you. and he said, "Master, speak on." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he, to whom he forgave most." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered into your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, because she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at meal with him began to say within themselves, "Who is this who forgives sins also?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you, go in peace."